Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Bolzano Film Festival. And with Anne Oren, we're here to present In Competition Piaf. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So after Locarno Film Festival, you know, what do you think about being competition in this festival that with Vincenzo Bugno is working on, let's say, putting down the walls?
I'm very happy to take part. Every festival brings the film together with a different audience and sheds a new light on the film. And I only get the sense of what the festival is like after the screening, after the feedback that I get from the audience. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what will happen. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, I'm saying that because in a way, the film felt as a letting go of a person's limits in a way, you know, getting over boundaries, the ones that we put ourselves in. And since Vincenzo Bugno said that he wanted to explore that through the competition, I thought that, the whole thing made sense.
Yeah. I think so.
The film is about that, I mean.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I think that the whole film, almost every scene plays with kind of borders of control, interpersonal relationships, a little bit with institutions, but more with interpersonal. And I always wanted to see how they can be crossed, but not in the obvious ways. Sometimes that formally you think, for example, sometimes the person that is not moving is the person in control, and because the whole film plays with movements of bodies, of people, animals, and plants as well. For example, when you think about plants, they're not moving, but they have other ways to get their way in the world. You know, they were here before us and they will stay here after us. Just for some examples. So, so it goes really well with the theme of the festival.
I read that Piaf comes after, let's say, from a short story, and that you wanted to, let's say, describe the world of Foley artists and artistry.
Yeah, actually, the short film, Passage, that I did, it came at the same time as I was developing Piaf. Oh. So because I come from a background as a visual artist, and it's my first narrative feature film, it was a bit difficult to get it produced. I didn't know how to go about getting it produced because I didn't really know the film industry. So I started with a short film, which features one of the actors, Simon Patau, that you see also in Piaf. And there I was able to exercise the particular audiovisual approach that you see also in Piaf in terms of how I use the 16mm film, super grainy and embracing the materiality of the film, as well as, the Foley sound, the way that, Foley, sound design, music and silence work together in order to give a very, körperlich, like physical, a visceral experience.
What, since that was your first feature film, what kind of possibilities this film and this exploring, you know, as we said, the boundaries on relationship with nature in a way also give you, you know, through the characters of Eva, especially?
In the format of a feature film?
Yes.
It was really important for me, as now I say we're bombarded with media, with moving images all the time, the whole day, and I feel that we don't have time, we're forgetting our own bodies as viewers, and it was very important for me to consider the body and work with, as a director, the body of the viewer that is experiencing the film, to make it into a real to tell a story, but to find my own narrative that I don't, it's not something that you see on television, for example, in terms of all these like plot lines and resolution in the end, or these classic acts. I wanted it to more be an experience. There is a story, but it's told by a transformation of a character, and with the feature film format that I know that I have an audience that I can work with for 86 minutes to get their attention. There needs to be a story, but also I wanted to activate their body, and what they're experiencing as a story is through their body more than through their mind. I mean, the mind, they will make up the connection themselves. So
it's difficult in life to really start at one point and then close. It's more of an experience after an experience. It's, there's no starting point and an ending point.
Exactly. I think that the narrative in life is in a constant state of becoming. And this is also what happens in the film, that actually in the end of the film, it's just the beginning of a transformation. Every time I watch it myself, the film, I see it differently, but it's just a beginning of a movement of something that a constant process of becoming that the character is going through, and it's through in real life. You know, I hope that we never cease to come of age in our personal journey, each one.
Here at Facil, you'll see I was doing some interviews the other day in another space here in the festival, and there's a chair, a pink chair, with a female view written on it.
Yeah.
And that made me think about that and this question. Do you think, is there such a thing as a female gaze? Does it exist? Or do you think that women, we have another way, a special look at things, at directing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like to see myself as part of a group of thinkers. Like, I don't like to be classified this way. And also my approach to gender in the film and in general is incredibly fluid. So I really like to see the inherent potential, like fluidity of the gaze, let's say, more. And also, I mean, the character of Eva, you could see that the character is fluid in gender and also in species. So I'm trying to open it up and also talk about the fluidity of species in the point of view. So this is my goal. Also moving forward into hopefully future projects. I think it's really important because it's not so much, I think there is also like the cinematic gaze in general that of course was very, traditionally was very male. And this is why you talk now about the female gaze, but it's just about opening up ways of looking at, bodies in motion on the screen, not just human bodies.
I like that. What do you expect from this experience here at Bolzano?
Actually, I never come with expectations. I just try to be open, curious, and I think I learn about the film myself every time I speak to audience about it. So this is our Italian premiere. So yeah, I'm super excited to see what the evening will bring.
Good luck, Oren, for this experience with Piaf here in competition at the Bolzano Film Festival, and come back soon.
Thank you very much.
And this was Anne Oren, director of Piaf, screening competition at the 36th Bolzano Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.